The Mefarshim point out that on Rashi, in two consecutive Rashis, in Masechta Shabbos of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, we find what seems to be a contradiction in how to understand the concept of Kedei Achilus Pras. Rashi, Devar Maskil Chelev Chelev, says Shnei Zaysim V'Hifzik B'Neyem Yoisim Mechtei Achilus Pras. If when eating two kezesim, you interrupt the two achilus with the amount of time it takes to eat a chtei achilus pras, havelei shtei achilus. That is considered two separate acts of eating. But if we look in the next Rashi, Rashi says, Shem ochel chatzi zayis v'chos v'ochel chatzi zayis b'hoisa helem u'kigoyim. Rashi, in describing the shear of Kedei Achilus Pras, Kegon Shlosha Mitchilosoi Shel Rishon At Soif Gmar Achilus Achroin Yoisa Mechtei Achilus Pras Mimen Echot Mitztarfen. So Rashi says in this Rashi, then in order for it to be considered Kedei Achilus Pras, it has to be that from the beginning of the first Achila till the completion of the second Achila, it took no more than Kedei Achilus Pras. So, we have two different understanding in two consecutive Rashis. What is the definition of Kedei Achilus Pras? From the first Rashi, it seems that the definition of Kedei Achilus Pras is that there should be no break. That means it could take you as long as you want to eat. As long as there's no interruption, that is the time of Kedei Achilus Pras, that is considered that you ate it with Kedei Achilus Pras. Whereas according to the second Rashi, the shear is that it has to be that the entire act of eating took no longer than the amount of time it takes to eat Kedei Achilus Pras. And actually, we find the steer in Rashi in other places in Shas as well. Rashi, in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel, V'hu She'ochel Mechtei Achilus Pras, Shlo Yishem She'hischel L'Echol Shir Kezayis, At She'gomer Achilus Ashir, Kedei Achilus Pras, says Rashi, means that it doesn't take you longer from when you began to eat until you finished eating Yoisim Mechtei Achila Chatz Kika Shoshman Bein. More time than it takes to eat the mouth, which is a pras. So here Rashi defines Kedei Achilus Pras, similar to the way he defined it in the second Rashi in our subject. That Kedei Achilus Pras means that from the beginning of your eating till the end of your eating took no more than a Kedei Achilus Pras. On the other hand, Rashi in Masechta Menachos, Daf Ayin Hey on the base, Divrei Maskel, V'hu She'ochel L'Oisim Perurim, Kashir Achilus Pras, says Rashi, Shloishoha Ben Pirur L'Pirur Yoisa Mechtei Achilus Pras, Tohosim Hav Achil V'yosu B'Echavosoi. Rashi over there says that as long as you never have a break, which is the time of Kedei Achilus Pras, it's considered one Maisa Achila. So we have the exact same stira in Rashi between the Rashi in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin, and the Rashi in Masechta Menachos, Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, as we have between the two Rashis in our Gemara as well. And actually, Rav Zalman, the brother of the Gra, says that he isn't particularly concerned with this, with these theorists, because he says that when Rashi uses the word ben achila lachila, Rashi doesn't mean, as it seems, posh pshat, the time between the two acts of eating, but rather it's included included in what Rashi means by an achila l'achila is the time of the achilas as well. And he brings a raya. He says, the Gemara says, Asoru yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom kippurim, in describing the Seres Yimei Tshuva. And he says, of course, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we know, are included in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Yet the Gemara uses the wording, Asoru yomim bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Isn't that clearly an indication that it means that even though it says bein, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are also included? So that's why he isn't concerned with different types of wording of Rashi. The question that of course remains is, if Rashi always meant to say the same, why didn't he always use the same wording? Similarly, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we seem also to have a stira. In Simen Tov Ayin Hei, in Hilchas Pesach, the halacha said in Sivov is Ochel Kechatzi Zayis, V'chazav Ochel Kechatzi Zayis. If one ate a chatzi zayis of matzah or maror, and then he ate another chatzi zayis, yotza, uvachi yishab la yishab en achilal chaverto yoyse b'chdei achilas pras. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening, it seems, that as long as you're continuously eating and you never stop the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, it's considered a valid act of achilas mitzvah. But on the other hand, if we look in Hilchis Yom Kippurim, which actually the Ramah here in Simen Tov Ayin Hei tells us to do, we find different wording in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tov Reish Yud Beis Sif Gimel in Hilchis Yom Kippurim, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Achal v'chazav achal, Im yesh metchilas achila rishoina at soif achila achroina kedei achilas pras, if the entire time of eating took up the amount of time of achilas pras, mitzdarfim, it's considered that you ate on Yom Kippur, mimlav, ay mitzdarfim, it's not considered that you ate on Yom Kippur. So here too we find the Shulchan Aruch using different language. By Hilchas Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it's only considered kedei achil, it's considered that you ate within kedei achil's pras as long as there was no break. And in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, it takes the time of the eating that you have to have eaten the entire amount that you're eating within that shear of kedei achil's pras. So how are we to reconcile these seeming contradictions? The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Ayin Hei Sif Tezvav seems to be prepared for this question, and he says that even though the Shulchan Aruch says the wording in Hilchos Pesach as we read, which seems to indicate that as long as you didn't stop eating, it's considered one act of achila, says the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Ayin Hei, Haloshin Einem Beduk De Kol Kach. He says the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is not that precise. He says, of course, tzoruch shlo yishe metchilas achil rishoina at soif achil achroina, your entire time of eating cannot take longer, yois mechtei achilas pras. Ze en nechsh b'chlal achila, because if your entire time of eating took longer than kedei achilas pras, it's not considered an act of eating. And that, as we begin our shir, we should know is the halacha. And the halacha is that when on Pesach, when we have to eat matzah, or we have to eat maror, the halacha is we have to be careful to eat the kezayis matzah, the kezayis maror, in the shear of kedei achilas pras. But actually, if we look in the Gemara, in Masechet Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amud Beis, regarding achilas maror, the Gemara says, "Ochla lach tzoyin yotza, ulach la yishe ben achila lechaverta." As long as you don't interrupt your eating, yos mechtei achilas pras. So here it's not just the wording of the Shulchan Aruch that is perhaps not that precise. It's the wording of the Gemara that says as long as you didn't stop, shloyisha, you didn't stop eating for the amount of time kedei achilas pras. How are we to understand these words of the Gemara, of the Rishayim, of the Shulchan Aruch? So Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he mentions this in a number of different places in the Shas of Tshuvas Ha'Elef L'Cha Shlomo, and similarly he says it in the Sefer Achayim, the Marsham. In fact, here in his Sefer Das Torah in Siman Tov Ayin Hey, quotes that Sefer Achayim. The Rishash here in our Masechta try to reconcile by saying the following distinction. They want to distinguish between achilas iser and achilas mitzvah. When it comes to an achilas iser, a kezayis of macholos asuris, eating on Yom Kippur that we just learned about in Siman Tov Resh Yud Beis, the halacha they say is that in order to be considered that you ate a kezayis of macholos asuris, in order that you be considered that you ate on Yom Kippur, you have had to eat that amount of food, kedei achilas pras, and the amount of time it takes, kedei achilas pras. Whereas, when it comes to achilas mitzvah, to fulfill a mitzvah, as long as I am continuously eating and have not interrupted my eating for the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, it's considered that I'm within the shear. And the difference, why by Achilas Isser, the shear is different than by Achilas Mitzvah, is explained as follows. By Achilas Isser, as soon as I begin to eat, I've begun the Aveira. So in order for it to be considered that I violated eating what I'm not supposed to eat, I have, the clock starts ticking, so to speak, as soon as I began eating. And therefore, I have to eat up within the shear to have considered having violated an aveira. Whereas, when it comes to achilas mitzvah, there, I didn't do anything wrong. And it's the interruption that's the problem. The achila there's nothing wrong with, so only if I made a very significant interruption. What does a significant interruption mean? That I stopped for the shear achilas pras, then I'm chayiv. Otherwise, I'm not chayiv. The Mefarshim find this distinction somewhat troubling. There's a Taisus in Masechet Kedushin. Taisus in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, quotes a Yerushalmi that discusses the issue that they had, Klal Yisrael had when they arrived in Eretz Yisrael regarding eating matzah on Pesach, and also the Isra of Chadosh. So Taisus calls to Yerushalmi and asking, Yova Isser Asay, let the mitzvah Asay of eating Pesach, eating matzah on Pesach, should be Doicha the Lois Asay of Chadosh. And Taisus calls to Yerushalmi saying two Terutzim, because we have a rule of Enesed that's a Lois Asay. One Terutz Taisus says that we don't say Esa Doicha Lois Asay, that an essay shalifne hadibur, the essay of matzah was given before Kabbalah Satayra, can't be doiched the Lois Asay of Chadosh, which was given achra hadibur after Matan Torah. Another Teretz Taisus says that there would be a problem because that would only give us right to eat one kezayis, because you fulfilled the mitzvah of one kezayis, and there's a gzeira kezayis rishon that we can't even eat the first kezayis based on this essay, Doicha Lois Asay, because Otu Kazayas Sheni, that we may come to eat a second Kazayas this way. So ask the Mefarshim if the distinction that Rav Shlomo Kluger is making is correct. They had a very simple answer. They should eat matzah, eat it, stop eating, of course, less than the amount of time Kedei Achilas Pras, start eating again, back and forth, And the way Rosh Lema Kluger is explaining, it will work perfectly. You won't be over an Isser for eating Chadosh, because you're not over the Isser unless you ate it up within Kedai Achilas Pras. And here it took you longer. But you are Mekayim the mitzvah of eating matzah, because you never had an interruption that took the amount of time, Kedai Achilas Pras. Very simple solution, if Rav Shlomo Kluger is correct. Isn't this a riot that his pshat may be incorrect? So Mefarshim explained, I saw from Rav Adi Yosef, that it's not a compelling question on Rav Shlomo Kluger, because he explains that even if we'll say that you weren't over the Isser Chadosh, that you should get a punishment, Malchus, for eating Mechalos Asuras, but we know there's a rule of Chatzis Shir Asim in a Torah. So if you're not allowed to eat the Chadosh, so even if you ate it and it took you longer than a Kedai Achilas Pras to eat that Kazayis, and maybe you wouldn't get a punishment for eating the Chadosh that way, there's still an Isser to eat that way, because Chatzis Shir Asim in a Torah. The Rishash, who he himself quoted the Sefer Be'er Avraham that makes this distinction, and the Rishash brought this distinction in order to explain what we said earlier seemed to be a difficulty in understanding Rashi's, in understanding the two Rashi's in our sugya, says that he himself has a problem with it. He says, because the Yerushalmi in Masechet Shavuos Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet says that if somebody made a shvua that he won't eat matzah on the night of Pesach, we give him malchus and we make him eat the matzah. Because he made a shvua shav, he's obligated to eat the matzah. So he asks, if the distinction we're saying is indeed correct, why can't he have both? Make sure to eat the matzah. Eat, stop. Never stopping for more than the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras. And what that will accomplish for you, he says, is that the mitzvah matzah, you will be Mekayim, because you never stopped eating for the longer than Kedai Achilas Pras. But the lav of violating Yeshua, you won't violate, because he explains with this explanation that we're giving, that you're eating, it took you longer than Kedai Achilas Pras to eat the food. So isn't this a raya? The fact that the Yerushalmi doesn't give us this approach, says the Rishash, is a raya that this isn't a proper distinction. So here too I saw the Rav Adi Yosef isn't satisfied. Because he says that if somebody made a shvur that he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach by night, what was the shvur? Whenever we make a shvur, we look at what did the person mean. What he meant to do was to say, I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah. And if you're going to come up with a way that he will fulfill the mitzvah, and maybe not be over the aveira, that in itself is a violation of the shvur. Because the entire purpose of his shvua was that he didn't want to do the mitzvah. And therefore, even though normally when it comes to macholas asuris, unlike when it comes to achilas mitzvah, if it takes you longer from beginning to end to eat the kazayas kedai achilas pras, it's not considered that you're over the aveira. Still, it's a violation of Yeshua, because your shvua meant that you should not eat matzah that night. But as I said, it's very clear in the Paiskim, and certainly that is the opinion of the Rambam, that when we speak about Kedai Achilas Pras, the shear of Kedai Achilas Pras is measured from the beginning of the eating till the end of the eating. The issue, however, now remains that if that is indeed the case, and that is the opinion of all the Poskim, we need to again try to understand the contradictory Rashis that we began our shiur with today. So perhaps the distinction we can make is when we look at it as a food, or we look at it as an act of eating. There are two different concepts. On Pesach by night, we're obligated to eat a kezias of matzah. On Pesach by night, we're obligated to eat a kezias of maror. And in order to fulfill that mitzvah achila, you have to eat that kezias plus achilas pras, that it shouldn't take you longer than achilas pras from beginning to end. Because if it took you longer, it can't be considered a kezias matzah. It can't be considered a kezias maror. On the other hand, when the perspective is not a perspective of the food, when the perspective is a perspective of the eating, there the halacha may be different. There the halacha is that we don't look at kdei achilas pras as from the beginning till the end of your act of eating, but rather there we look at kdei achilas pras that you should continuously eat. And as long as you didn't stop eating, kishir achilas pras, it's considered discontinued eating. Where would this be relevant? So one example I was thinking of could be regarding the halacha that we know the din is that on sukkahs by night, we're also supposed to eat a kezias in the sukkah kedei achilas pras. But unlike by Pesach, where the obligation emanates from the obligation to eat a certain food, to eat matzah, to eat maror, there the obligation emanates from the eating. And as long as I'm continuously eating, even though I stopped, and even though it took me longer than a kedei achilas pras to eat the food, it wouldn't make a difference. Because I continue, the din is a din in eating. It's a din in the eating, not in the cheftza of the matzah or the maror. And actually, this distinction, do we look at the individual or do we look at the food, is very interesting. Because, it's a very interesting perspective to talk about for a moment. Because when we speak about the sheer of kedei achilas pras, we find that the Paiskim, different opinions in the Paiskim, but the Paiskim give a standard shear, amount of time. We know there's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, a Gemara in Masechta Erevin, that how do we measure kedei achilas pras? So the Gemara says pas chitin, v'loy pas ayrim, because pas chitin is easier to eat, mesiv, v'loicha b'lifton, and as Rashi explains, pas chitin ain't a shabba k'pas seirim, it goes, wheat bread goes down quicker, oichon b'lifton, when you eat it with relish, ois nacheles maher yoisa, Rashi says. So it's established by a certain amount of time. And there's an established amount of time, which is kedei achilas pras, and we know that there are many shiurim that the Achroinim attempt to establish. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. The Tzem Sofer said either 8 or 9 minutes. Others say, the Tzemach Tzedek said 6 minutes. I saw the Shulchan Acharav is quoted as saying the shiur is 8 minutes. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan is quoted as saying the shiur is 5 minutes. The Steichemed even brings down shiurim, shitas that say it's 12 minutes. But everybody seems to feel that there's a standard amount. There are different foods. And there are paiskim that say, in fact, and Mechzchinach has a discussion about this in Simon Shin Yud Gimel, that maybe the shiur kedei achilas pras of different foods should be measured differently, because some foods go down easier than other foods. But it seems that everybody agrees that even if we'll say different foods have different shiurim, everybody seems to agree that when we speak about the shiur of kedei achilas pras, once there's a shiur, that is the shiur across the board. And we don't distinguish between different individuals. But it's very interesting. If we look in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, where in Siman Tof Reish Yud Ches, where the halach, which is the simon of Din Chayla B'Yom Kippurim. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Sif Zayin says, Kishimachilin Esoburus or Chayla Machilin Yosem Ma'at Ma'at, we give him to eat just a little. Kadesh Shloy Star Flashir Hilkach Machilin Yosem Kishne Shlishi Bei Beinanis the Yishu Kadesh Chila Stal Beim Stop Vashtiya, and then he says the same when it comes to drinking. Yivdeku B'Chayla Atzmai And we look in the Mishnah Berura, he says an important halacha. If somebody, Rachman Litzlan, is a chayla, and he knows he may have to eat on Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah Berura, Kosar achroinim, Yesh l'chayla livdak zeh me'erv Yom Kippurim. A chayla should check from Erev Yom Kippurim, dan ishiyuchnas l'tov piv mashkim, he should put into his mouth liquid, via fleetem l'toch kli, and then expel them, v'kein yisham erev kippurim, v'yibabit alamoy v'shor, so he should look at his clock, kama minutin hushor b'shir achilas dalabayim, how long it takes him to eat dalabayim, u'kishir azeh yishib yom kippurim, and if all possible, that much he should wait on Yom Kippur when he has to eat, between eating less than a kazayas to the next less of a kazayas, or ben shtiyah l'shtiyah. And in fact, here the Mishnah Berura quotes the opinion of the Chasam Sofer that the shir of Tzei Achilas Pras is 9 minutes. But the question is very obvious. Here the Mishnah Berura is telling us that we should look at every individual separately. Every individual should do his own test. What is Kedei Achilas Pras? We just said that when we speak about Kedei Achilas Pras, certainly when we're talking about one type of food, there's one shear for everybody. Yet here the Mishnah Berura is telling us we look at every individual separately. How do we understand this, Mishnah Berura? And many Achroinim, in fact, find this Mishnah Berura very difficult to understand. But according to the distinction that we are making, it's very understandable. When we look at a food, matzah, morer, so there's a shear, and the shear is established by oven bainini, by an average person. How long does it take an average person to eat achilas pras? And that's how we establish the shear. On Yom Kippur, it's not dependent on a food. On Yom Kippur, it's dependent on the person. It's not an act, it's not a din in the food. It's a din in the eating. Eating has a whole different rule. And therefore, just like we suggested to distinguish, when we speak about Kedei Achilas Pras, when there's a din in the oichel, in the food, versus when there's a din in achila, that distinction can also be made further. When there's a din in the oichel, so there's one standard shear for everybody. When there's a din in the achila, so my achila is my achila. And your achila is your achila, and every individual, as the Mishnah Berura clearly indicates here, Yishar should make his own determination.